going on. You know, 2001 had the towers knocked down. So everything's a little fake. We, cops would stop us, you know, and we made sure there's no drugs on the bus. And it was like about a dozen people rolling across the country. And we'd pull into a town and people would look at this weirdo bus with people with colored hair and weird. And then the doggy diners would be pulled into view and people would go from to ah.
And it had something to do with hot dogs.
Yes. So it was a wonderful trip. And so Doggy Diner, there's a movie called Head Trip. Track it down. See it now.
You heard it here, folks. And Mr. Law has been known to show this film at certain occasions. Nothing regular, but I did the narration for it, and we recorded it in Philip K. Dick's backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
But I like what they've done with it recently. I think the narration is better now than it used to be. The way it's mixed, you know, your movie comes out, and if you're an amateur, you have a great leg up on all the studios because they have to put out their product and never change it. But if you have something that you created, you can keep adding, subtracting, changing, and shaping, and making it better and better. And making every iteration, every generation of it highly collectible. So you see the way it is here at Radio Valencia. We have to deal with a very noisy dance club next door, and we're happy those young folks are having fun. Really, we are, but we do wish the management here would actually insulate the wall so the throbbing of the bass line would not be heard. Yeah, you might as well be at Burning Man and hear that coming at you over the desert. But another interesting thing is that, well, this place used to be a barber shop. And as mandated, there's a toilet. And there it is, back there. Feel free to give it a try. But the thing is, while you're in there, you can hear everything in the women's bathroom at the club. You can hear them dissing their boyfriends and chattering and saying amazing things that they would never say if they knew that some stranger was listening. But you never know. Smile, you're on candid camera.
I will go check it out.
George, I'm a knight. Saturday, July 10th, 8:05 p.m. I was working out of the castle on the night watch when a call came in from the chief. A dragon had been devouring maidens. Homicide. My job. Slay him. You call me, chief?
Yeah, it's the dragon again, devouring maidens. The king's daughter may be next.
Mm-hmm. You got a lead?
Nothing much to go on. Said you take that .45 automatic into the lab to have him check on it?
Yeah. You were right.
I was right?
Yeah. It was a gun. 8:22 p.m. I talked to one of the maidens who had almost been devoured. Could I talk to you, ma'am?
Who are you?
I'm St. George, ma'am. Homicide, ma'am. I want to ask you a few questions, ma'am. I understand you're almost devoured by the man. Is that right, dragon?
It was terrible. He breathed fire on me. He banged me already.
How can I be sure of that, ma'am?
Believe me, I got it straight from the dragon's mouth.
11:45 p.m. I rode over the King's Highway. I saw a man. Stopped to talk to him. Pardon me, sir. Could I talk to you for just a minute, sir?
Sure, I don't mind.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a knave.
Didn't I pick you up on a 903 last year for stealing tarts?
Yeah? So what, do you want to make a federal case out of it?
No, sir. We heard it was a dragon operating in this neighborhood. We just want to know if you've seen him.
Sure, I've seen him.
Mm-hmm. Could you describe him for me?
What's to describe? You see one dragon, you've seen them all.
Would you try and remember, sir, just for the record? We just want to get the facts, sir.
Well, he was, you know, he had orange polka dots.
Yes, sir.
Purple feet, breathing fire and smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And one big bloodshot eye right in the middle of his forehead, and like that.
Notice anything unusual about him?
No, he's just a run-the-mill dragon, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, you can go now.
Hey, by the way, how are you going to catch him?
I thought you'd never ask. A dragon net. 3:05 p.m. I was riding back into the courtyard to make my report to the lab. Then it happened. It was a dragon.
Hey, I'm the fire-breathing dragon. You must be St. George, right?
Yes, sir.
I see you got one of them new 45 caliber swords.
That's about the size of it.
You slay me.
That's what I wanted to talk to you about.
What do you mean?
I'm taking in a 502. You figure it out.
What's the charge?
Devouring maidens out of season.
Out of season? You never pinned that rap on me. Do you hear me, cop?
Yeah, I hear you. I got you in a 412, too.
A 412? What's a 412?
Overacting. Let's go.
On September the 5th, the dragon was tried and convicted. His fire was put out, and his maiden devouring license revoked. Maiden devouring out of season is punishable by a term of not less than 50 or more than 300 years. Smoking them.
a spiking, or your life is a lacking. Well, if you ain't loving, well, brother, then you ain't living. So good. They'll stone you just like they said they would. They'll stone you when you're trying to go home. They'll stone you when you're there all alone. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. On the streets, they'll stone you when you're trying to keep your seat. They'll stone you when you're walking on the floor. They'll stone you when you're walking to the door. But I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned. They'll stone you when you're at the breakfast table. They'll stone you when you are hung and able. They'll stone you when you're trying to make a buck. They'll stone you and then they'll say good luck. Yeah, but I would not feel so all alone. Everybody must get stoned.
special caller will get the special
news tonight.
That's the special caller from Special Ed.
Looking for you. Special Olympics. You, Temple. That special caller. Come on, call
we
in.
We broadcast during the hour.
Or don't call in. Don't call 848-4425. Don't call my mother right now and ask her why she didn't do
your property.
Don't ask her why Freddie ruined my
last caller. Don't ask her. I'm going to deliver it. I'm going to deliver it. But I'm going to
probably get him a date with us.
You can win a date with Jerry Jeff Cutler by calling the show. Call now. Call 848-4425. That's 848-4425. Win a date with the country's most eligible subgenial boss, Jerry Jeff Cutler. Call now.
Chauffeured limousine of St. Stupid.
You'll have a night on the town at Fabulous Stupidio's restaurant. And Jeff Cutler will be on Miami Sonia's interpreting some of his famous ballads and popular songs. Yes, you'll see it all.
Little Cindy got
night
in the car.
Town with Jerry
she didn't
Jeff
care
Clark.
If it was halfway full of frozen yogurt and her feet were cold and clammy.
Hello, greetings.
A buckwheat cake was in her mouth. Hair was in her eye.
All right.
Relax. It's time to come down to material reality on the Church of the Gospel in this hour and a half.
Small growing things with various parts of the body. Yes, inner and outer. Yes, your sweat glands aren't only getting rid of water and smelly crap. They're also feeding bacteria.
But that's all part of the thing.
The population of the world is so small.
Yes, those miniature submolecular worlds that only Dr. Gabofram has experienced and explored.
You're that caller, and you want to be on last week's tape.
Turn that caller to the Colden Dam.
You could be the caller.
You want to be shot for now. You.
Anti-caller number 666.
This is the anti-caller who, if put together right next to the positive caller, will cause a titanic explosion.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you have an English called dinosaurs in front of you?
Good.
Well, that's better than Jerry Jeff Caller, so welcome aboard, friend.
Yes.
You heard him good.
Let's not run down Jerry Jeff Caller, who is actually quite clever and a true subgenius, just to make that note. These subgenius geezers didn't know that there was a diamond in the rough under the trench coat of machine gun toting Jerry Jeff Caller back in the day. And what a day.
Is also
this is a very well staged historical recreation
area.
These are the smaller collars, and then over here in the greater storage bins,
that's your elephant collar.
Here comes your Titanic explosion.
It's the Titanic diaper bag from the ship of
Don't feed Jumbo those spicy peanuts.
Yes, it was a long time ago and very important.
Popular, hear me, little public? Nobody cares out there, I know, and that's the way it should be.
Feed him some of these.
And if you started to care, we'd quit this dumb
bank of frogs. He saw the looming juggernaut of the giant ship bearing down on his tiny steel.
Are you ready? Here we go.
But his ice picking and a grinning did him no good as the giant ship bore down on his tiny craft.
Into the strange world of the dinosaurs.
It did pitch and it did yaw.
Come on, bring that caller in now. Come on, call in now.
Yeah, that's right. We can
get that little caller.
Special caller and
then somewhere down the line, and a rushing and
through the water. Call him now.
Anybody
from Ohio out there? Come on, call
him. A mighty hot dog is our lord. And mighty King Neptune took his trident and shot right through that little caller, leaving nothing but a nasty red stain.
Those three teeth are potent,
plaguing and bedeviling and buggering the Church of the Subgenius.
Devils carry them, you know.
Now we're just drifting
trident.
Long over the surface.
It's not a pitchfork, it's a trident.
You.
Subjective taste.
Now let's go over this again. You say you saw a monster of some kind?
I saw some kind of something. I'm calling it a monster.
Now science doesn't realize the existence of these 9-pound spiders you're talking about.
I don't care. That's what I saw, and I'm sticking to my story.
Wow, let me see that.
Yeah, look at it. I heard that. The first thing I
look at those pictures.
Look at the spiders. And then I and
that's
then I
one humongous spider.
To communicate with the spiders, and they're amazing. And here's a tape.
They come from the South.
They have to tell you, Doctor.
The American South. That's where they were first spotted in Louisiana.
Built for us all to live in.
And they're here to help us.
Really.
Here some are the size of an adult human. Some are slightly smaller, but still far too big. You can read about it on the internet, but of course that proves nothing. Still, people are keeping track of these giant spider sightings, and they have blurry videos of them running across the road in the car, headlights and so on, and anecdotes that you can look up,
like unto an enormous spider.
Thanks for listening to our story.
But who knows, maybe they're benign, like Hanush, the cosmic space spider, who has nothing but wisdom to deal out. And yet, who can be emotionally agitated by things that happen? Most lovable.
Everybody's calling in tonight.
They don't understand that we, the doctors of the air, am I being accused of
overreading, of choking the philosophical esophagus of the show with the roughage of knowledge? A torrent, a rushing stream, the Hansbach, that went down our passage as we made our way toward the central regions of the earth. Water had been a problem, and it was maddening to hear it running behind the rocks and not be able to drink it when we were so parched. But Hans used his axe, chopped through the wall, and out shot the water. It was scalding, it was boiling, but just by walking down the corridor lower and lower, you would eventually be able to drink it. Then we sawed together the giant mushrooms that we found in order to make a raft to sail on the central sea in Earth's interior. I was lucky not to have a toothpick. I thought back to those days in the dentist's chair, which I resented at the time. You drilled deeply into the enamel, but the results were all good. In these large holes that you see in the mirror, he's going to put precious metals of different kind. I'll have a mouth that'll set off an airport metal detector when I go through. And take all this change out of my pocket. There's a lot in here.
Chad, like anybody wants to hear, come on, like, well, hello. Remember, you're just part of the mix. You're just one little sound effect. So, come on, like, a little sound effect. You know, breaking nuts or something noise like that.
I represent a...
No. No representations this morning. This is the
no representation without taxation.
What about your ID? What do you represent?
I want to be in your goblet.
The stem, seeds, skin, what?
I want to be a sailor sailing out to sea.
This is what I say.
With Elizabeth Taylor and Robert Montgomery.
Keep your hands to yourself,
so he could have his hands in his pockets.
In just 6 minutes, the Earth behind us looks like a giant balloon.
Is that a telephone in your pocket?
On the breeze, on the ocean wave, I want to be a bandit, can't you understand it?
To be a rival of the bomb.
But now let's go back to the chief of reconnoitering and reconundrums, Barry Gabolfram. Barry, take it away.
Take it away, said little cat A.
Gary, how about those clouds and mists which we've been seeing on the horizon? Is there any chance of scattered thunder showers and volcanoes later on in the evening?
There is mist and it's coming. There's going to be rain and lightning, thunder.
Oh, of course, the breath of God, the fury of the elements, the birth of dogs,
shall create an electrical storm.
This is also being discussed on this show.
Which, transmitted through this equipment, will bring the spark of life to this creature you remember as
January 21st, 1980, when he was shot in and knocked out of his booth by an unknown assassin. The person or persons
don't seem to realize
that
this is the secret of life and death.
And we were supposed to have great fog, so it's funny that the guy would have
that dog. What songs would you like to hear the band sing?
And such a storm that's coming up is ideal to zap life into a monster. You see, I put these jumper cables on the two electrodes that stick out of his neck here.
Own phone message.
And you attach them to the board.
That's right. Press one of those little collar buttons and put them on.
We put up antennas and we put up kites to attract the lightning.
Let's listen to them damn dumb callers just for a moment or two.
Oh,
but it was no use.
Yes, it was no use. They were using a joke that we used only 7 minutes ago. The big laugh joke. Nobody thought the big laugh was funny.
Hey, look over there.
Over there.
I think there's some show over there.
This is Paul Harvey.
Yes, and this is Gary Harvey.
I think I understand.
This is Doug Harvey and Bob Harvey and Ed Harvey. And we're all here.
We're all here scared in the radio jungle. There's so many stations out here.
As the faithful among you will remember, last year.
Hey, Gary, what station are we on? It's scary out here in the radio jungle.
All right, sorry to have predicted that.
We're on the planet of the tofu bacon.
I dared to hope that the supreme epop J.R. Bob Dobbs would transcend my prophecy itself with his Bob-given Dobbs-like nature. And then, at the night of slack, the world beheld Dobbs' appearance and its result.
There's Dobbs now! Look out! I don't remember much else.
All I knew is my guitar was out of tune.
Yeah, but I thought that was the way the Doctors played. After all, the band that dare not speak his name is the only original Doctor band now playing.
That's right. They aren't going to Dockstopper. There's several complicated things that will prevent them from, if they do get the Dockstopper coach, from playing a set.
Behold, the bowels of the heavens
are filled with fire. What a multi-mouth show.
Ladies and gentlemen, the book of the
Sanctuary. There's no show in here. Sound effects. We're listening. I don't hear anything.
Necessary radio show is really for better understanding.
Hey, Dad. Is there really a Bob?
You gotta talk louder. We can't hear you.
I'm not sure how long.
Does Bob really exist, Dad?
I think those people from Chicago College.
I think those Bob
really
exist?
Smoke out of the pipe like in those.
And what's in that pipe? And what's in the pipe? And what's on the pipe?
Parameters
and such like.
Some genius night of nothing. Scary night of nothing.
How much older is Bob than that picture that we always see?
It's
not just smooth dots, but it's wrinkles, too.
But the problem is that nobody can see the wrinkles.
It's dots, all right. That's what they call it. Bob Dots. J.R. Bob Dots. And here they are now. A gorgeous procession of black and white dots, which make up the strange face of J.R. Bob Dots. These dots are getting a little overwhelming here. It's like I'm seeing spots in front of my eyes. Only those spots are dots. Was a lettuce leaf kid.
No, it is true.
But also together. We must a proud together monster
face
kid.
Our common adversary. We must huddle in together, surrounding the young, and protect the herd against the attacks of the vicious carnosaur.
That's what I heard.
Squeeze? Oh, you're not supposed to drink that stuff in here. If puzzling evidence finds out, you're going to be...
I'm just palpating your subluxations, my dear.
He can sniff it, you know. He's got a nose for it. Oh, he can smell it.
He can smell it for a mile away, that's for sure.
Okay, everybody's getting ready for the big initiation ceremony. Well, you know, if it wasn't for the honor and so on of this ceremony, I really wish we wouldn't...
Wouldn't have to go through it.
Get that foreskin operation.
Hey, now don't forget that the FCC has certified that only 5 skins can be used on the air.
Oh, you'll
between
thank
the
us
hours
in later
of,
years.
Yes, in the later
hope so.
Years.
Radio infection.
Hope so.
Yes, you wouldn't believe it, but it sounds just like us once again here on the radio.
Us and drive me wild. And why do those guys play those stupid songs?
Well, it's part of what they call the multiple interview.
On what planet, I wonder?
On planet film interview of UFO cultists.
Oh, wait, you mean the Earth film is not real? There's Gary. What's he doing there?
He's in the Earth film.
He has an entire closet full of renegade robots that he uses to mask.
They're not really renegades.
Identity.
They are obedient, in fact.
To the core. The secret core. That's C-O-R-E core and C-O-R-P-S. The special core of Night Church.
Peeps. Of Night Errants. Of Paladins.
The waxed tadpole.
Oh, no, not the wax.
They bit the wax tadpole a long time ago.
Do that anymore.
Oh, it's just an old KPFA tradition.
Well, let's get it out of the way. I'll just open up the bag here, and you can have yours. And
can I buy it
I'll
first?
Have mine a little. Well,
I'm letting it out of the bag, eh?
Listeners, avert your eyes.
Oh, the wax is dripping on.
Avert awesome. Your eyes. Oh, I used to have to do that.
It has to be done.
Look, it's bleeding all over his tuxedo.
Yours?
From Tuxedo Moon in Tuxedo Junction.
Oh, I feel good.
Have some tuxedo cake.
Tuxedo. It's dripping. Well, it's a lot.
The old tuxedo.
These off. You know, what do we use those bobbies for except to do our dry cleaning and buy our groceries and other things which we can't mention on the radio?
Dried wax of our clothes.
Yeah, only they don't think it's wax. They think, well, I can't say what they think it is, but...
Wax, wax, wax.
We can't give away all the secrets.
What do you think it is?
Hey, that was a Almond Brothers song, right? Eat the wax.
Vanilla, chocolate almond. Yeah, right.
Spike Lee film, right? Eat the wrong
sample. So they were spiked, eh?
I'm really pissed off because we got these bad ideas of radio show hosts.
Bad idea. Bad. Bad.
Characters.
Well, let's see if it accepts this.
Well, this is Jerry Jeff Narco, one of the wonderful wild and wacky.
I've got a persnickety bay here.
Yeah, I
that
heard you were in a
won't accept a lot of my archival material.
Briggs with its brakes locked at 70 miles an hour. And
I had both my legs snapped in seven places. It was terrible. But it actually was kind of erotic. You know?
And you were drowned.
Erotism?
You say it was an erotic, Iraqi.
Yes, it was sort of an erotic.
That Rocky Iraqi reactor is in the news again. We're reacting now to the news about that reactor in Iraq. The autopsy photos are considered classified material in this terrible catastrophe. All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
Wine, wine, wine. So we have to take a shower.
How dare you say that that's a movie? Look at the preview in the Rolling Stone magazine and open it up to the beginning of the Tom Cruise interview. There's a picture of Tom Cruise, and if you stare at his two front teeth intently, his face will turn into a horrible vampire-like
really, this is...
Well, everyone knows Tom Cruise is a horrible vampire, and I never stared anybody's teeth intently.
That's what I like.
You can never tell where they...
It could drive you insane, though. Look at those...
If you hadn't already been driven there at 60 miles an hour years ago...
And crashed into a wall of noise.
And butted your skull against a frustrating wall of futility. On the ship. Well, too late. You let these rumors leak out and they came.
I can't keep the lid on these things myself, you know.
There need be all the smegma attached
to this. My PR department's supposed to take care of all that.
No stigma will be attached.
Lies?
Yes, everything is...
My Bonnie lies over the ocean.
Lies is not to allow.
Yes, and she can answer.
My Bonnie lies over the sea.
Well, what's your favorite?
Keep it clean, boy.
Well, what?
Oh, we can't do that.
My Bonnie lies over the ocean. Oh, bring back my Bonnie to me.
Porno novel writer.
I think that's easy.
I'll have to say my...
Dang it, it did it again. I'm so unchuffed by this. How am I supposed to do this here program if the equipment isn't going to collaborate with me, the instigator of this event? It hardly seems fair.
It actually is there, faithful listener.
Sex in a roller coaster, that's too much stimulation.
Percolated even into the disgusting, purulent pornography.
Yes, keep your little eyes on Hot Talk and Penthouse.
And keep both hands on the table, if you know
what
I mean.
What about my wild weekend with the Cruise?
Well, that's between you and him.
Him? Oh, I guess it doesn't matter.
I gave it the...
Having a wild weekend.
But seriously, folks, while addressing... Hey, that's my line. So you asked the question, and it was answered. See, that's the problem. People don't realize that everything you hear on this show is true.
It really is true. You keep saying all these things about this multi-index, whatchamacallit. You know, I prefer to use
what's
the word
that stuff mean?
I don't say that. That's part of a many tapes, particular response is not one...
You could all be sitting in the studio nude, you know.
How did you know?
Come on, he can't see us. That's just a...
Yes, we're sitting in a giant hot tub full of bubbling borscht here, drinking hot buttered rum martini tuni tea. We use steam power, not the microphone. You know, that is, there is electricity.
But if we drop this hair dryer here, then we'd be in... Oh, sorry. We'd be in big trouble.
Hair dryer out of here.
That's not a hair dryer.
Bit of strike going on now?
It's about to strike six.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm not actually calling you. I'm actually...
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, live on radio. Dr. Howland Owl presiding on Radio Valencia here in the Mission. Our transmission in the Mission is Radio Valencia. Be sure to listen to our wide variety of programs. Got a question for me? This is the Ask Dr. Hal Show, after all. Put your question in an envelope with an appropriate emolument, premium or gratuity, for me, Dr. Hal Wendell, and send it to the Ask Dr. Hal Show, 3227 22nd Street, San Francisco, California, 94110. That's the Ask Dr. Hal Show, 3227 22nd Street, San Francisco, California, 94110. And thus, we will make history.
You know, one of these days, this show is going to walk all over you.
We're going to walk all over you.
I'm on the show and I can't get up.
I'm on the show and I can't get off.
You're stuck.
I'm on the show and I can't get off.
I'm under dominatrix and I can't get
up. It's funny you should talk about
Dominatrix
is not sitting. She certainly is.
She is a nude.
Classified information.
Well, you know.
Boy,
boy, she wields a mean kettle prod.
You're gonna love this.
Well, now hold on, just a moment.
On the love show.
Go over that again. You say you saw some sort of...
Oh, that's a little bit too much of the old Ducato prod and not enough subtlety. And subtlety is what we go by here on the Jump to Beat Sam Patch Show, a division of the Ask Dr. Howell Show, live on radio. Dr. Howland Howell presiding.
And now, I'll count very slowly.
Someone needs to connect us with these hypothetical callers.
Huh.
But there are no callers. They're too weak and limited.
Oh, you blew your clogger way years ago, Pastor.
They're now an hour and a half late in that animal.
Yes, this is me talking, the world's oldest child, or the world's youngest child.
Okay, shouldn't have said that.
The toughest of the
now
softies.
Bad things are happening. Big old scary bats.
The world's largest midget.
What is this one?
And all the lights in the room are going on and off. She got space clothes.
Yes, she dressed herself and clothed her nudity. Now she's goddess-like splendid phantoms to the light of day.
A beautiful goddess.
Say that.
I've
thought
said
control.
It.
Look at those things.
Those are called.
Those are alien things.
We have a name for them.
Observation modules.
Yes. We call them sponsors or.
Now on the other side, we see the side no human observer has ever seen.
Yeah, this is a really fun part.
Vast deference.
It looks like fun.
Oh, scary things happen.
It makes the light to flicker and flash.
Extended hemispheres.
He says,
I felt the earth go on a special ride.
Women sense my power because I only drink pure rain.
Oh, there goes Hal. Oh, well.
No, you won't see Hal for another minute. He's really tiny in this shot.
Oh, okay.
Hal, there's hardly even like a, one cell of Hal in this shot. I wouldn't want to be trapped in there either. This is...
Are they trapped in there?
Garpath and Sue, isn't it?
Yeah. Garpath and Simon. Or is it Simon and Garpath? I forget. Yeah, somebody turn off the lights in here. They're blinking.
Trapped in a little rubber bag.
Look at his eyes.
He thought, I'll never get out of here alive.
No one gets out alive.
We will trace Ronald Reagan's
physiological. Sure, show talent.
He had a bad show dream.
On the head of the mountain gorilla is also found on the heads of several prehistoric hominids.
Everybody
species.
Has bad show dreams.
Offshoots
don't worry about it.
From the family tree
deal.
Which led to Homo sapiens modern right man. Our president has got
show
a crest,
just a
which
little bit.
The African gorilla...
And then make him call 848-4425, because we're getting awful bored with trying to be funny without you, because, well, this show is nothing without you. Well, actually, it's a lot more fun without you, so don't call 848-4425, because we don't want to hear from you. We don't care if you like this show or not. We don't care about anything, whether or not... Except whether or not we come to our little KPFA mail...
The larger primates.
And whether or not Solari is waiting for us.
And Mobius Rex.
The semi-fabulous Yeti or abominable snowman.
That's right. We don't care about you listeners.
Here on the little silly
we
show.
Don't care that you write in those $20 checks
the
every
same
3 hours.
The same structure has been observed to be on the head
send those checks in
of our president.
Of genius radio.
Yetis are president.
The easy part. The hill where you don't even know you're...
Part of the package of those who swallow the big line. But we on the show like
swallow
go beyond
the big
line.
Line.
Yes, we have
Dude.
Okay, here comes the really rad part. You know, and I don't know.
Whatever.
I think it was a show. It went by too fast, though.
He's getting older.
Oh, watch out.
Again.
You can always tell the TV parts. Okay, never mind. It's just a stupid idea anyway.
I don't understand. It might work. Silly. You want the good part, and then during the long, boring part, you let it ride at the normal speed.
Yeah, me neither. But, of course, you got to fill out the, what is the good part?
Well, but even so, you know, the good part is when giant rubber octopuses are...
Oh, here we go.
The sky is green, it's 12 o'clock, and I'm scared. I'm calling down.
Meanwhile, outside the show, the cars are struggling to the phones, and the show symbols have, of course, scraped their face horribly, and now the old records fell on their faces. And
they lost a lot of records.
Anti-vampire sword of Wotan.
Yes, it's lucky he happened to have one on him.
That's right.
He had bought it down at
Well, you get that in your medical kit.
Come on in, doctor. Thank you. Okay. Here we go.
40 cents, please.
This magical sample. Please.
Doctor, give him something for his cough.
He is president, you know, so if you want to take him down to the Carlson House.
Okay, there goes Gary Gabokram flying into the show. He's jumping out of the helicopter now.
Oh, yeah, sure is fun jumping.
Minister.
Luckily, the helicopter was on the ground.
I wouldn't
want
to do that.
Okay, now run up the stairs, run over here to the office, and run up here. I shave my head, especially for this movie. Yes,
oh, my God. Rightly clipped. The horses are trotting along. This is delightful.
That's
this
right. And here's the elevator to the stairs.
Okay, now we go upstairs and talk to the crazy people.
Oh, my goodness.
You're beautiful, but why are you on my show?
Yes, and why were you in my dream? Okay, well, you know, here, leave your toy here.
Okay, now I'm all right.
Oh, my goodness, look at that. 1,000 microbats. Oh, they've ripped off.
You, dear woman, are an alien, and I am going to hurt you.
Yes, because that's what they do to aliens around here.
That's right.
I don't see why we have to hurt an alien.
Uh-oh, more stuff.
Look at that.
Uh-oh. I didn't sign up for any alien hurting.
Some scary stuff now.
Yes, true.
Scary Gabofrin?
Don't ever touch the lips of an alien with your own lips.
Yeah, now he's
lips
got the alien
touch
stuff.
An alien will never touch one.
Berserkly.
Well, don't answer the phone while I'm kissing the alien. It hurts a lot. I don't really like it.
Oh, come on now. I'd really like
it. Oh, you're not an alien anymore, honey.
Come on, let's see what the color has said.
What?
Don't look in the basement.
That was an amazing special effect.
I like it.
Floop.
Now the caller is given up.
That's true. Well, it's 848-4425 if you want to call up and have us not answer.
I wasn't in this call.
Everyone, right now, call 848-4425. Everybody in the whole world. Call 848-4425 because we can't use the telephone
now. We're outside the show now. And,
we haven't had telephone effectiveness training.
Call.
Oh, there it is.
For
a little caller. Well, hello there.
Yes, sir, good morning. I am of a different religious persuasion.
Aren't we all?
I would like to tell you about this strange new religion we have here in Northern California.
Get this guy.
Would you like me to send you some literature?
Yes.
That was pretty good.
No need to be offensive.
That's what you had to practice for an hour?
Oh, try another listener. Hi, another listener.
Hello, you're on the air.
You wonder why we're going to take a shot up next.
We're going to talk all at once.
You're not sticking that needle in me, guy.
Another visitor, which we are supposedly going to encounter on tonight's show, will be K-Rob. Yes, we're anticipating a live visit from K-Rob, and I imagine that it may be somewhat imminent. Yes, as we approach the midnight and the beginning of the new day, Saturday, K-Rob will probably make an appearance, although this can never be confidently predicted. Let's just wait and see.
This is your love.
How can you tell that?
The bad outweighs the inevitability of war with the non-communist brethren. As they prove.
Okay, caller here, right in your little face.
Hollywood. You sicko, what's going on?
It's
the robot, we're mortal.
Stand back. There's a scary monster.
Oh, I heard what
Oh, chill it in there. Okay, there we go. Now.
Okay. Rather, more be willing for the faintest green drilling than to ever let him.
Why don't we patch in this little caller who's trying to reach us? Oh, if I could only get through to headquarters. Hello, you're on the air.
Is this hindquarters?
They've hung up already.
Are you alive?
They hung up.
Have you got anything to say?
Shut up!
Oh, caller's getting a little too excited.
Drilling this might.
endless trilling is making it hard to concentrate. Here, somebody hang up.
Here, caller alert.
Too many caller alerts. Nobody on the board.
Set off the alarm, food
mod. Mmm, yum.
I'm getting out of here.
It doesn't have any peanut butter in it.
Roll for off.
Wake up. See, this guy's real confused as to who's on the show.
Wake.
Can't tell whether it's a bald guy or a space.
Scattered into flight. The stars before him from the field.
I don't know if we can trust you or not.
Night along with him from heaven and strikes the Sultan's turret with a shaft.
There was a reason for why you couldn't get on the air, and now the reason's been cleared up.
The phantom false morning god methought a voice within the tavern cried, while all the temple is prepared within, why nods the drowsy worshipper outside? And as the cock crew, those who stood before the tavern shouted, open then the door, you know how little while we have to stay, and once departed can return no more. Now the new year, reviving old desires, the thoughtful soul to solitude retires, where the white hand of Moses on the bough puts forth, and Jesus from the ground suspires. Aram indeed is gone with all his rose, and Jamshid's seven-ringed cup, where no one knows. But still a ruby kindles in the vine, and many a garden by the water blows. And David's lips are locked, but in divine, high piping pelavi with wine, 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 red wine, the nightingale calls to the rose, that sallow cheek of hers, to incarnadine. Come, fill the cup, and in the fire of spring, your winter garment of repentance fling. The bird of time has but a little way to flutter, and the bird is on the wing. Whether at Naishapur or Babylon, whether the cup with sweet or bitter run, the wine of life keeps oozing, drop by drop. The leaves of life keep falling, one by one. Each morn a thousand roses brings, you say. Ah, but where leaves the rose of yesterday? And this first summer month that brings the rose will take Jamshid and Kaikubad away. Ah, let it take them. What have we to do with Kaikobad the Great or Kaikoshru? Let Zal and Rostam bluster as they will, or Hatim call to supper. Heed not, you. A book of verses underneath the bough, a jug of wine, a loaf of bread, and thou beside me, singing in the wilderness. Wilderness were paradise. And now,
I just woke up.
Don't be shy.
No, well, I just woke up.
I suppose you did.
What was it that woke you? Did you have a strange constriction, a palpitation of the heart?
Who is that guy that just said that?
Which guy? Which guy?
Who said what?
That constriction of the heart.
Because I have heard him on the radio before.
Well, he's a very evil character, and he gets his nose in everything.
No! Evil!
I
fail to see what the size of my nose has to do with it.
He's not that interested. He is interested in you, okay? The rest of us really can't stand him because of a lot of reasons.
Well, now he doesn't do. Turn your head and cough, please.
Okay. Second, he was late on his story.
Well, he has a very distinctive voice. There's something about it that's compelling.
Oh, it's because he's his own dad.
Outside of his vocabulary.
And I thought
he
had himself fixed like that.
I wonder if he had his own program on the radio.
Oh, yeah, he does.
I am programmed as a
real estate. It's a real estate program on one of those other KG stations. He's like a real estate expert during the day.
Robot. Yes, be aggressive.
No,
be
aggressive. Real estate.
Yeah, have you ever heard his show on that other AM station?
You can be a big winner.
I don't think so.
On Alien Radio.
Don't say the call letters. FCC says no,
money dispossessing. Less well off.
The best part is he thinks it's a real person.
You might already be a winner.
I promise you answered my question.
What was the question?
I would send the donation.
You haven't answered my question yet.
We're dolphins. When are you going to go back to sleep?
Yeah, we're going to go back to sleep. That's a good question. Think you can do it right now?
I don't know. I think I just...
I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to grab that most personal of your personal organs, that
you
most secret of your personal organs.
You have made a good 5 minutes in summer, sir. And I shall see what
you're talking about,
you take that wallet and write a check.
You have offended
right now,
me to the
while you're in a semi-dream state, it's best to write that check for him.
All right, hands
well,
against the
okay.
car.
Anyway, I send a blank check. That would help. With
spread your antennas.
No, I'd blank the amount blank. If I was you.
But
because
the last time I listened to this person, recited some fantastic story.
Oh, would you like him to tell you a story now?
Yes.
Okay.
General Motors protested
check.
One night
check check after $25 or more.
After Ringo Starr overturned.
Well, I don't know if it will be $25, but it will be a check.
Resisted weapon sales to Vincent Ringo.
Well, here he goes.
And the country leaders described classified data on Vanna White. Gary Hart promoted Soviet women for Colonel Sanders. Margaret Thatcher charged his policy tilt toward Michael.
Oh, I get tired of the news.
In
the
with Disneyland, Muammar Gaddafi announces increased funds for Monty Hall.
Is that okay now? Can we change callers now?
Another
848-4425, or else do we? Are we stuck with you for the rest of the night?
Stuck
well, I don't want you to be
phonics.
Stuck with me, but I didn't get the story went by so fast.
Your full story? Well, the story was something about Oliver North is investing in heavily in country fried chicken.
That's
and,
right.
Where's the beef? Well, it's in the rice, so to speak.
Well, so how often do you listen to a story show?
Stuff.
Can I ask you another question,
Ed?
Yeah, one more.
Oh,
sir.
What's
going on with my question? I'm not important. Don't answer the question.
We
don't know. We don't get it. We don't want it.
You don't want that question.
We don't.
No,
want
no.
It.
We don't want the wages.
Okay.
We do this for Bob.
Lost
Bob.
Wages.
Minimum wages.
We're sheep for Bob.
That's
you know. You are listening to a religious program. It's probably hard to tell now because we're in our sci-fi mode here. But this is actually a religious radio program, and it's totally devoted to the worship of
worship.
Actually, but maybe
it's really a good show. Really,
J.R. Bob Dobbs. Yes,
Mobius Rex just hung up on you, by the way. So you know what's going on. You've been talking to President Evans, Gary Gabrova, Reverend Hal Mobius Rex, here on the show. And now
so
there's a new guy. He thinks it's cool.
You want to ask.
And now Papa
you know,
Smurf
okay.
is telephoning
but
the holding
let's stop this stupid science fiction garbage, okay?
We're not on Papa Smurf's turf.
We've been separated from our command module.
So that's the truth, folks. This is supposed to be a religious show, and this is how we got it off the air.
Can you imagine that?
I don't know if we are.
They think this is a religious show.
Well,
the only reason God has not destroyed the Church of the Subgenius is that he hasn't yet decided whether to be disgusted or elated.
Refused, perhaps.
That's
if I was
a
god,
I never heard of that one before. Sounds all right.
This is your chance to get in on the ground floor of a huge.
No, you could be really thrilled because you've been
on the ground floor of a department store.
Okay, this is
the big red glass.
Show is throwing up on everything now.
Oh, that always happens.
They had to kind of carefully hang the bodies and spin them and get the
overheads for Doc Stock, I think.
I don't think you're supposed to go that fast in that helicopter. Not supposed to go quite like that. Oh, there goes the bile and all those bad thoughts and all that feeling about, you know, about getting up at 3:30 in the morning and everything. Oh, don't. Come on, pilot. Don't look at it. Oh, ectoplasmic badness now.
Yeah, that's right.
Shouldn't get the pilot looking at these kind of things.
Good slime.
Ah, yes. What an
oh, the little model's on fire now, and so we're pretty much in trouble. We're going to have to somehow
that's the mini Hindenburg.
Back the little model into a parking space.
Somebody got a Kleenex.
How about a dirty egg?
Ew, she's a mess.
Do the salmon roe.
Really
now you did it.
And the
now you
quite
done
right.
It.
And we wound up with.
That's right, blueberries on the
floor. Don't get all wound up.
1-888-484-4425. And we're
well, we got plenty of calls here.
No. You, but that's not the number to
all
call.
All lined up and waving and...
Why don't we take some of these callers?
Our interrupter screen. Let's listen to a sample caller from a sample assortment of simple-minded samples.
Yeah, whoever you are out there, we don't like this.
According to a sampling sampled by the census. General Motors Pavilion of 1944.
Touch an alien now. Simon.
Touch an alien.
Oh, that's
from
great.
Okay. Take an alien to the moon.
She took some of my energy, and she gave me some of her energy. They must have been living off of each other when we found them. There were only three of them left. Kill them.